This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A family escaped sentencing in Ecuador over a bank scandal that reportedly cost that small nation well more than $500 million. All the Isaias family needed to do was to make $300,000 in U.S. campaign contributions and work with Hillary Clinton's State Department, and like that, they escaped sentencing. State later resisted extradition. Donald Trump thinks Hillary Clinton should apologize for comments marginalizing the Catholic faith. He spoke with Raymond Arroyo of EWTN and targeted the Johnson Amendment, the 1954 tax rule designed to gag specifically churches from endorsing candidates, saying the amendment is a threat to religious liberty. With Hillary Clinton just a few points ahead in the polls, one weakness appears. 58% of Americans oppose her plan to fund abortion through Medicaid. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other headlines, the American Public Health Association is retaining Planned Parenthood's Cecile Richards to address their convention this weekend. Critics say the choice betrays a strong bias favoring abortion as public policy. And a movie short makes a strong case for Christian activism. Sing a Little Louder likens church response to the Holocaust to its response to abortion. Viewing is available at lifenews.com. And for pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.